I'm sorry it's come to this, but we must impeach. I just can't stand by any longer and do nothing. All of us have to speak out. We have to stop this man, this abuse of power. We have to impeach. It's the only way. It's so obvious at this point. He has abused the White House during his time there so far, and he wants that power for forever, it seems. And he has, you know, he went around the world and he threatened these other countries and he ran these international shakedown schemes. I mean, the guy pressured the country of Ukraine to fire a prosecutor who was criminally investigating his own son. I mean, and he admitted it. He confessed to it on television. He admitted to withholding almost $1 billion in U.S. government funding from the Ukraine, or threatening to do so in order to get this prosecutor fired. He's got to be impeached. And we have to, quote, impeach all those who are defending him as well. It's time. Impeachment must happen. And the man I'm talking about, of course, is former Vice President Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden who can barely remember where he is.
Senator Joe, I mean, no, but I mean, think of, I mean, it's not about, I know you're supporting by saying booing, but look, here's the deal.
All these breakthroughs we have with the whole, dealing with the whole, excuse me.
Help people who have or in fact are and like to get Alzheimer's.
That's what I think my plan, I know what my plan does. That's the essence of what my plan in detail lays out. I'm happy to discuss it more in detail if the Senate would want to. And so
it's Joe Biden who tells these fantastical false stories facing off against a gangster named Corn Pop.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
It's Joe Biden who's never held to account by the lying media hacks that will say anything and do anything to cover up for the lies and the corruption of a Democrat.
We choose truth over facts.
It was Joe Biden that abused his power at the White House to shake down corporations and nations internationally. It was Joe Biden who ran international money laundering and bribery schemes to funnel money to his own son in violation of U.S. corruption laws. It was Joe Biden who said nothing as the power of the presidency was abused to surveil and spy on American citizens and Trump campaign officials during the 2015 and 2016 presidential campaign. It's Joe Biden, who's been a lifelong politician, has never done anything in his life to succeed in the private sector, doesn't even recognize the real world. He's nothing but a Washington, D.C. operative, and he's done nothing but abuse his position for his own personal gain. It's Joe Biden who has proven that he is not fit to be the president of the United States. And it's the Democrats who need to be impeached for defending Joe Biden and trying to push a corrupt criminal into the White House, a man who did the very things that the Democrats claim Trump did. But Trump did none of those things. It's Joe Biden who did them. This is beyond bait and switch. This is an upside-down world. And if we're going to impeach anyone, it should be impeaching the Democrats, impeaching the fake media hacks that continue to push Joe Biden. Let's remember their names. If they vote for impeachment in the House of Representatives, note their names, because they are violating their oaths against our Constitution and our Republic. And they are announcing that they are part of the deep state that despises the will of the people and the laws of this land. It is time to impeach. But let's impeach those who are the enemies of America. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here for Brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. If you'd like to express your free speech, join Brighteon.com today. It's free, and a lot of new powerful features are coming to our video platform, including subscribes and follows, video likes, and even, well, text messaging features in the very near future. A lot of exciting things are happening at Brighteon. A lot of exciting things are happening for America. Join us as we help defend this nation against the domestic enemies and terrorists who are trying to tear it down. Thank you for watching.